Hello everybody, and welcome to the fourth episode in the second season of Talkboard. I am here with my stand-in co-host, Jack.
Hello.
And Cub, our guest.
Hi.
Today we're going to talk a bit about package managers, package manager saturation, depictions, all this lovely fun stuff. And I'm just going to start with a question. Do you think we have too many package managers right now?
No.
No? You think the more the merrier?
That's the easy answer.
What's the difficult one?
Well, you put it in my way. Yeah, it's a bit more of a UI experimentation thing. Like, people want it to look like and feel like the App Store as much as possible because the App Store is like easy. You tap it, you know how to use it. But these package managers, they're decentralized, they've got all these other fancy adjectives about them. It gets harder to use them because they just don't work in the same way as the App Store, which is centralized to Apple. So I like the idea of trying new ideas like Cilio and Zebra, and there are probably others.
Why do you think that people are still so like attached to Cydia? Like, you're saying that everyone wants something centralized and easy to use like the App Store, but then of course we have the complete opposite flip side where everyone is like, oh no, Cilio bad, Cydia good. Like, do you think that it's because people can't let go of Cydia, or is it something to do with their hate towards Coolstar?
I think that's a bit strange, because like, what they're saying is they don't believe in progress. Like, Cilio, whether you like it or not, whether you like Coolstar or not, is some of the best progress that we've had in this community, apart from Checkmate, in recent years. So, you know, you might not like everything about it, but it's significantly nicer than Cydia. I mean, Cydia is it shows its age, you know? And I don't think there's anything wrong with using Cydia. Like, you know, use what you want. Cydia works. But if you got to pick, try to, I don't know, I'd want to be all behind the latest thing, you know? I mean, you don't have to be behind the latest thing all the time, but try and keep up, or if you understand all the technical detail, or if you understand the difference between them, why Cilio is different, why Cilio was necessary, then I don't know why you wouldn't go with Cilio or similar.
So what do you think it is about Zebra that keeps people coming in? What is it that you like about Zebra, and what do you think it is the general community likes about Zebra?
So, yeah, I feel like Cilio is kind of designed to just work, I suppose. Like, I had a couple of new ideas, you know, I was ambitious in that way. You know, you need a bit of a competitor to the norm, I suppose, if you consider Cilio the norm now. So you got Zebra. I mean, it already challenges the idea of the centralized featured page that Cilio has, because it pulls the featured page of each repo and displays that on your home page, which I think is really cool. Like, I didn't think of that. And they come up with something pretty cool.
You could make an argument that curation could lead to a better experience.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's a compromise, so it's meant to be completely decentralized. But, you know, it still has to get some stuff from somewhere. Like,
yeah,
this featured page has to come from somewhere. And some people just aren't a fan of a centralized anything in the package manager. And, you know, if that's what you prefer, then why not? Mm-hmm. It's there for you.
What do you use personally?
Well, I'm using Cilio on my iPhone 7. On old devices, I mean, I'm still using Cydia because I'm too lazy to change anything about it. Yeah, and sometimes Cydia is the only option, actually. Like, I don't know how far back Zebra supports, but Cilio only goes back to iOS 11. Yeah. Any further back and it's Cydia.
Yeah. I think, I could be wrong, I think Zebra goes back to 10 or 9.
That's cool. I got to test them on that.
Yeah.
You can, I don't know why, but I installed it on an iOS 6 phone,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't work. So it's well, like, get your hopes yeah. up.
I think that's a bit too far back.
Gotta try it, you know?
Yeah. What were you gonna ask, Jack?
When we're talking about like Cilio and Zebra and Installer 5 or whatever, on the topic of depictions, what do you think from not only like a user standpoint, from like a repo developer standpoint, what do you think about like developers who are purposely blocking their depictions on Cilio so people are forced to use other package managers? Not talking about like the whole Zebra incident, but I know there are some other ones that just like completely block out different like package managers. So like what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, people have their reasons, but I think that's pretty unfortunate, because like you shouldn't start adding restrictions on freedom. Like, you have the freedom of choice of what you use, and now you're restricting, well, hang on, you have this freedom but not that freedom, right? That said, I mean, there can be technical reasons to block something, but I don't think any of that was technical. I think that was all political. I mean, yeah, I mean, it can be disappointing to do that, because I realize some people might actually like install Zebra and actually like it, but that's a pretty cruel way to advertise it.
Yeah, and like at that point, it's like, if you have to go by those means to like actually advertise your product, it's like, at that point, what is it saying about the product? And that just opens up another discussion.
Here's another sort of interesting question for you. What do you think of depictions? Do you think depictions are something useful, or do you think they're unnecessary work for developers?
To add some context for you. So the depictions are the actual data that the repo adds to the package listing. So originally, Cydia created web depictions. So you would literally just provide a URL, and it will display that in the page. So that's why Big Boss ones would look different from PackX ones and all that. Mm-hmm. I liked that. I thought that was pretty cool, because you pretty much got a blank canvas, essentially, because it's a web page, and you can either just start typing into it and just accept the defaults. Like, the defaults don't look very good, but you can use them. It's possible. Or you can build or you find like an iOS style CSS, which what my repo did and Sorix did and BigBoss did, pretty much everyone did.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, PackX didn't. They wrote their own. So that brings us to native depictions, which was an idea Kusa came up with for Cilio. So changed the idea of just using a web page to actually providing a bit more of a structured sort of JSON document. So you can have you can have buttons, you can have text boxes, you can have links, you can have all those sorts of things. And carousels, image screenshot carousels, like.
What do you think? Do you think the native depictions help sort of remind people of the App Store?
Definitely. I mean, the repos still have a fair bit of freedom with native depictions. I mean, you can go have a look at PackX depictions, compare them to Dynastic, compare them to Coolstar's repo, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And notice they're still pretty different, but they're also still sharing the same styles. For instance, like, headings are all the same font, same size. Change logs all look pretty much pretty much the same. So it definitely helps with the app store feeling. The more, I guess the right way to say it is giving it a more polished experience. Like you wouldn't think twice about the details of it. You just look at it and you're like, wow, it works. That's cool.
Do you think something like Big Boss Plus is a good idea with like repo and clutter? Do you think that's an effective way to tackle the slowdown problem that some package managers have?
Yeah, so the main thing to realize is that it's nice. Like some people do like, and some people don't like seeing the entire quote unquote legit Big Boss repo. The problem with that is the complexity of all the operations that apt has to do in the background to make Cydia, to make Cilio, to make Zebra installer work are going to get exponentially slower for every single package because it has to do these calculations over every package in its database. And there's no working around that. It has to do that. That's how it works. So I agree with it kind of on the technical level, because if that's the simple solution to making Cilio feel fast, I think that's worth it. It's a real compromise, but I think it's important.
To be fair, I've only ever had one issue with Unclutter, and it was, I think it was a dependency that crashed when Unclutter first became a thing. I told Coolstar about it, and he fixed it in, like, 5 minutes flat, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, and one of the downsides of this is sometimes you can't be... what he's done is he's pretty much filtered out packages older than a certain date, I think, or packages that don't...
I think it's say they have certain iOS versions.
Yeah, it's like supports iOS 10 or newer or something like that. Which is pretty generous because it's silly. It's meant to be iOS 11. So some packages just won't have that information on them, and that's gonna break his algorithm.
Yeah.
He can add exceptions, of course.
Yeah, exactly. You can have a small bit of manual work and kind of get around that.
Yeah.
An interesting question regarding depictions. Do you think, because you were saying there's a lot of cool little things that were broken on the path to getting native depictions and getting a scraper working, do you think a compromise of maybe say a web view on one page but then like an organized change log on the next page is sort of a good idea? Because I think that's, in my experience, it's been one of my main issues with all the repos having different layouts in Cydia, is it starts to get a bit tedious trying to find change logs. So do you think the compromise of do whatever you want on one page but then have a structured change log on the other tab, do you think that's a good compromise?
I definitely love the structured changelog. That's probably one of the best features of Cilio, really. That's tricky because there actually is something called depiction web view already. However, it's limited to, I think, youtube.com and vimeo.com or something. Because it's really only designed for the embedded videos. But it can be extended to display pretty much anything. And I think this is sort of one of the places where Coolstar and I kind of disagree, because Coolstar wants to make sure people are conforming to the general design that is pretty much recommended.
The outlines,
yeah. And I think, PackX does that really well as it is, but that's But that's with a compromise that not everything in HTML is going to work, because it's using the Apple text, core text framework, which it's not like, it's not tables, it's not ads, it's not YouTube videos, it's text. So you lose a lot of features that way.
All right, so now we're going to move on to the questions from the community, as we do every week. The first question coming from Karsuki. My question is, do you guys think Lime will come out?
Yes. I think it will come out in some form or another, just because it basically exists right now to the point where not releasing it would be pointless, because it has a decent, amount of awareness. As far as I know, it's pretty far.
It has a decent amount of line. What I heard is that their entire backend is in PHP.
Oof.
So I'm not sure that, you know, that will. I mean, look, don't get me wrong, it looks nice, and no disrespect to the Lime team, but from what I heard was that they were making it as kind of like, you know, oh, I hate Cilio, I'm not touching anything that Coolstar makes. So they're basically making something that looks like Cilio. And if you look at, like, the videos, their depictions are almost, like, spot on. Yeah, so
I feel like if you make anything out of spite of the person who made another thing, it's never going to be the best thing it can be.
Your project has to be born
out of wanting it to be born, not out of...
Yeah, and...
Stupid, like...
In a way, that's in a way, that's how the Z project sort of developed. I won't mention their names because I don't want to throw anyone under the bus.
I was going to say the original developer, like, he didn't, like, really have a preference either way. But Midnight Chips, yeah. who for better or for worse, is quite anti-Coolstar, I would describe him as, has decided to help him out with the project. And from there, we had movements like the Cilio advertisement thing, which was in part due to Midnight Chips, I believe. Because I know he did it on his repo, that much I'm sure of.
Yeah, they all coordinated.
Midnight Chips just really just disliked everything Coolstar touched, which was unfortunate. Yeah. But now
which is a shame, because Midnight Chips, he does make certain packages that are like really useful. Made like Snapback is a good example.
He's gone now.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, Sam G is maintaining Snapback now, which is good.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. Well, you know.
I think it will release, but I don't think it will gain as much traction as Zebra or Cilio has.
I think there's 4 package managers already. 5 if you like count. Well, actually no. Oh,
well,
no,
I mean, hold on. There's Cydia. There's Limitless if you want to count that. There's
What is that?
Limitless is a fork of Cydia.
I wouldn't count that. It's just dead.
Wasn't there another thing by like Laker?
I'm counting like recently made package. It was recently, I was 10. No.
There was another.
Yeah, so, okay, so let's go Cydia, Limitless, Cilio, Zebra, Installer, Saley, Lime.
Yeah, Saley, that's the one I was looking at. Saley's the one by Lake, right?
I think so. There was also, I know of 3 different package managers that never actually made it out.
Do you count iMods? iMods is a year prior, iOS 9.
Yeah, we can count iMods too. But yeah, the fact is there's a lot of package managers, but choice is good. The only thing that is important is adoption and how it benefits both users, developers, and repo maintainers.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to the will Lime come out question. I think it will come out. As for the second question, what do you think about the ongoing issues, rivalry with Cilio and the people who want to advertise Zebra? I think the whole thing was stupid. The entire scenario. I think...
The entire thing, yeah.
Yeah, I think doing going out of your way to advertise Zebra on Celeo is just like, it's a dick move, like however you want to put it. If you can attribute whatever you want to CoolStar, but that doesn't excuse the fact that what you're doing is basically screwing with his platform because you don't like him. And the only people who are going to be caught in the crossfire are the users, and the users should never be put in the crossfire of a developer debate.
And that was the whole thing. It was just like, so first it started with the repo titles, and then CoolStar blocked those, obviously. And then it started with, like, one example in particular, Nepita. Of course, everyone knows her. Just completely blocking users from using, some silly users using her repo. So
which is probably the worst move of the entire thing. If you're trying to limit your users to what package manager they can use to access your things, you are the issue. I don't care your dispute is with the developer of the, manager.
She was literally like, oh, you know what? We believe in freedom and CoolStar is censoring our rights. Yeah. By the way, screw Celeo, use this other package manager.
I don't want to sound like a CoolStar sympathizer, but because there were certain things he could have handled better, like overriding her depiction.
A lot better.
Not the way to go about that. Injecting fake ads was definitely not the way to go about that. Marking her repo as malware was also pretty not a good option at all.
It was bad play from everyone on all sides. Yeah. I think
the entire situation was a mess. And I'm not even going to go into the specifics of the whole Nepeta thing. Yeah.
So third question comes from Luke. Third and fourth question comes from Luke Allen. First is, what are your thoughts on the dev drama?
What do you necessarily mean by the dev drama? Luke, if you mean the Nepeta thing, I would really rather not touch that topic.
I don't think he's even...
Yeah, we've said what we had to say.
He's not even... All right, so we're just going to skip that. Since nobody will ask any more questions, what are your thoughts on being able to downgrade from to 12.4.2 on a 6S and more? Do you think Apple will patch this?
I don't think Apple can patch it because the 6S and the 6 have shared like IPSWs for a while now. And I think the only way to prevent it would be to basically unsign that version of 12.4.2 and release a new version that specifically blocks the 6S, which I don't see them doing.
Yeah, I think that was more just out of their necessity than because they wanted to, let me say that again. I feel like that was just out of necessity that they released it, and it happened to also be signed for the 6S. So they probably unified, they unified all these firmwares, right? Mm-hmm. You extract the IPSW, and you still see all the 6S files in there.
I think the 7 and the 8 are also like this. I could be wrong.
Yeah. This is a bit more obvious, but I think the 10S, 10S Max, and 11 Pro Max are also the same.
Oh, I thought it was 10 and 10. No, 10 and 10S are different because they... Yeah, they are.
I don't know what's different, but...
What my best guess would be is the fact that the 10S uses a different processor architecture.
You're right. That's true. It may stay open. They may release like 12.4.3 at some point. Like they just released iOS 6. Not iOS 6, it was like iOS 8.1 point 8.4.2 and all those with the GPS fix.
Yeah. And they also released like, it was 9.3.6 is what it was.
Yeah. So I would it can be the case that they don't
third gen Apple TV, I think.
Yeah. It could be the case that they never change anything ever. And it could be the case that they release an update and they decide, okay, well, we've got time, so why don't we patch up this this slight annoying issue where the 6S can downgrade to iOS 12. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably what's going to happen. It'll just eventually be disabled.
Yeah. Moses is saying in TalkBoard discussion that it's just a matter of deleting some files inside the IPSW on Apple's end. So
that's true, but you can put them back.
Yeah. But I mean, the issue is you'd have to get iTunes to accept a modified IPSW.
It will, I think. As long as all the signatures work. As long as all the signatures are legit Apple ones. Yeah, but won't
the signature
change
the second you modify anything in the IPSW?
I'm not so sure. I think it actually only checks the individual files against Apple. So it sends a hash of the files to Apple, and Apple returns a key that the device holds onto. Right. And that's your AP ticket or blob or whatever you want to call it. So if you insert signed files, Apple original signed files into an IPSW, it'll still work, as far as I'm aware.
Okay, so we actually got more questions. Okay. One from Patrick here that said, if you had a primary package manager... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
Yeah. If you had a primary package manager and all jailbreaks, which one would it be?
Soleo, no question.
Soleo, 100%, yeah. It's just, there's no reason... So, Cydia's too old. Zebra just looks like a Cydia clone.
I really don't like the look of Zebra. I'm going to put that.
Yeah, no, Zebra looks like they ripped... It looks like the Frankenstein of both repos. It looks like they ripped stuff from Cydia and ripped stuff from Soleo and kind of super glued it together.
The funniest thing about what you just said is I was going to bring up Installer and make that exact point.
It's the same case with Installer. I mean, no disrespect to either teams. I know that you know, they're doing their own thing.
My opinion, Installer is much better than Zebra. But
for sure. And Installer also kind of has backing to their name. I mean, they've been around since original jailbreaking, so it's kind of forgivable then, and you can understand why they want to adapt. But like, especially with Zebra, like if you look at like the individual repo pages, the featured banners are the exact same. Like I think the pixel of like the rounding of the actual images is like 2 or 3 pixels. Like you can obviously tell they very, very close, similarly ripped it off. So.
Okay, what do you think the next breakthrough is going to be? If you mean in terms of package managers, I think the breakthrough will be small things. It'll be small quality of life things, hold on a second. I'm just gonna go into the Soleo server and user requests, right? So small stuff like this, exporting sources from one package manager to another, huge quality of life thing. Recommended starter tweak section, yep. Search filters, yep. Grouped sources, sure. Pull down on any packages list to bring up the keyboard. Search wish list, yeah. These are the kind of things that
We have the wish list.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, these... I'm going into the channel to prove a point about, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
okay, there won't be big breakthroughs. Yeah. There will be lots of small breakthroughs, and that's what will separate one package manager from another.
I think if we're talking
I think the good thing about Soleo is that the repos had input into it, so Dynastic and Chari/Packix both were there the entire time throughout the... It's still part of the project.
The entire process.
Yeah.
And it's good to get like the view of repo maintainers included in the development of a package manager.
Yeah.
Because one thing that Cydia handles really horribly but is seamless on Soleo is payment processing and accounts on repos.
I believe that might have actually been an idea of Aiden from Dynastic, so there you go.
I think it was because I remember him telling me about it.
Yeah, because Cydia, the way Chariz and Packix have handled Cydia is pretty complicated because Cydia is not really set up for this. It was kind of built for Cydia Store first, and then there had some privacy concerns about sharing the UDID with other repos. So that's why it's as complicated as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think
just going to say, very last question. How long do you guys think this new generation of package managers will last before they're considered outdated? Do you think they will be maintained for a short or long time span? I think out of the three you listed, Celeo, Zebra, and Installer, I think Celeo and Installer are going to be the ones that make the mileage. I don't see Zebra going as far as it currently is going without having someone like Midnight Chips behind it.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, hopefully Celeo becomes the next Cydia for years to come. You know, I don't know why when the Sarek, when Sarek shut down the Cydia store, why he didn't just completely close down the package manager at that point, because, you know,
it's cheap. And another thing is a lot of people are gonna say, well, Coolstar keeps Celeo to his own jailbreaks, but that's categorically not true. I worked on a fork of Uncover. I did some UI design for Uncover Dark. And we had Coolstar's Coolstar's blessing to use Celeo. We had a license for Celeo, and if we had Celeo issues, he would you would like ping him, talk to him about it, and he would tell you what the issue is.
I think people who say that, like, oh, Coolstar is keeping it to his jailbreaks, he's so selfish, I think they're just looking for reasons at that point to dislike him, because there's literal proof that he doesn't do that. And he was, and I was there during the Uncover Dark talks, and he was being super supportive and like actually like wanting to help port this to this. I mean, I know that I believe the fork that for Cydia, or not Cydia, Celeo working on like Uncover, I believe it was canceled. I'm not actually sure. But like,
Hayden says he's releasing it October 21st, I think.
Oh, so then there you go. Yeah, he's releasing Cydia for I forgot about that.
But yeah, no, I think the biggest issue is, outside of Coolstar jailbreaks, we have a sample size of one. And that one happens to be run by someone who Coolstar doesn't like very much. Easy to see it as Coolstar hogging Celeo for himself. But
yeah, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah,
I remember
when Celeo first came out. He said to me, well, not to me. I think he said it generally. He was like, if anyone wants to include Celeo in a jailbreak, like, just ask me about it. And like, from my own experience, what he says is true. We asked him about having a license for Celeo, and we got one. It was as easy as that.
I want to also mention, like, Coolstar in sort of, but also particularly me, I was trying to talk to the Uncover guys, Sam and Pone, about getting it to work-ish with Celeo. And they just didn't really want to budge. So that's
on top of that. They had code on their GitHub that was auto removing Celeo every time you run a jailbreak.
Yeah, they were saying like, oh, you know, it's all Coolstar's fault. They were blaming Coolstar for blocking it. And then you could literally
go onto their GitHub, see that code, and they would still say straight to your face that, like, no, that's not what's going on, even though that's what was going on.
I believe Binger was actually the one that actually came out and was like, oh, Coolstar bad, he's the one that blocking it. And then someone like replied with the screenshot of them removing it, and then I don't believe
it. And then turned it into the bike meme.
Yeah.
I loved that. Yeah. It's unfortunate because Celeo does depend on one small patch to apt because of, apparently, I don't know the exact details, but apparently it just doesn't do exactly what Celeo needs, so it has to patch it to do it itself. They're not receptive to doing that.
From what Coolstar told me, obviously I can't confirm this for myself because I don't have access to the code, but like, he told me Celeo's APT only requires two patches, and I think he told me Cydia requires like 10 or something.
Yeah, and I remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, but when Electra, like back in like, I don't know, what was it, almost two years ago, he was saying how it was almost taking so long because he was manually, I can't remember the terminology, he was like, I think he was manually patching Cydia to work. At that point, it's just like,
you know, he maybe basically it's an omen, they should just stop Cydia into working on
exactly on yeah and you know, at that point, it was probably just easier for him to build a new package manager, which is, you know, exactly what he did. But, you know.
It's funny, around that time, Sorek, because it had Sorek's repo still enabled. And this is, you know, there are a couple of mistakes with that city port. He left Sorek's repo enabled, so Sorek pushed an update to the apt, which actually, funnily enough, was...
I remember that. He pushed because the update that killed Electra, basically.
Yeah. That was Electra's fault, because that repo should have been there. It's not compatible. But that broke a lot. That broke it pretty badly.
But yeah,
that's just one of the unfortunate things.
Yep. Okay, so that will be it for today. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you all for joining, and have a lovely week.